Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Welcome to the Overcoming Emotional Eating Podcast. And happy Thanksgiving. Today is the day that we celebrate thanks for all that we are giving and give in. So take the day to relish in yourself, your family, your friends, and whatever you have planned for the day. Give thanks. In this episode, I will go through a number of things that can be helpful for you as you move into this day of Thanksgiving. Relax, enjoy, connect, and communicate. And in all things, continue to overcome your emotional overeating.
All right. So here we are, a week or so out from Thanksgiving, and I used that phrase, all right, actually poignantly. So some of you know, I am I used to, in my younger days, be an avid reader. My library is chock full and plenty full of lots of books. And if I could keep an audio on 24/7, I might. But in between work and everything else that I do, children, I can't. But I actually just, if you need a great Audible book, if anybody is traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday or needs something to listen to on Thanksgiving as a distractor or something to help you move through Thanksgiving, I came across the best Audible. And it's not just me, because I actually went on Audible and Amazon and made sure, because I happen to be a huge Matthew McConaughey fan, and for a long time, plus he's from Texas, where I was born, and I still have a lot of family. But I listened to his memoir, which is called Green Lights. Now, I didn't get the paperback version. I got the Audible. And from what I've read, I did the right thing. His Audible was amazing. He's an amazing storyteller. He's got fantastic verbiage and usage in there, and really some great little tidbits of insight and knowledge, along with some great storytelling. So if you need something to help you through Thanksgiving, to help you in travel, to listen to something, to keep yourself in a good, solid space, this was an amazing book. Great pleasure to listen to. So let's get started without further ado, all right, on our Thanksgiving journey. I know that the next 6 weeks or so have typically been what I have called my green light, my time where I have always risen up, especially in private practice, worked more, done more, seen more, loved more, text more, called more clients, because it is a difficult time when it comes to food. It's a beautiful time, a time of connection, a time of love, time of nurturance, and it can also be difficult when it comes to overeating, when it comes to being pulled towards food, and maybe food that we know isn't serving us or brings definite negative effects for our body or for our eating patterns. So here we go. You know the drill. Here comes the turkey, and here comes the sides, and here comes the stuffing and the desserts. And I know that this year may look a little different depending on where you live and what mandates or sanctions you have in your area. So I do understand that. And I also recognize that everybody's living in very different states and very different times. right now, this time of year, but I could not do a call on Thanksgiving eating because this holiday has always struck my clients hard, and it has always brought forth with it a number of beautiful things and a number of difficult things. And there are things that you can do to help yourself be empowered during Thanksgiving, during this time. And many, many things, but we're going to break it down systematically today to really help you get yourself ready for the big day, for Thanksgiving, right? The Super Bowl of eating, maybe. And some people can also do that on other holidays throughout the month of December. But I do find that Thanksgiving, I've always looked at that as kind of the Super Bowl of eating because there is such importance placed on food. And even though I know many of you will be celebrating differently, maybe less people in where you'll be celebrating, maybe not going out, maybe doing more things in different places and spaces. But I do still hope that all of you will take a pause and give thanks next Thursday to yourselves, to your family, to your friends, and yes, even to the food. But where do we go first? Well, first, we need a technical plan when it comes to that day. Now, some people celebrate Wednesday into Thursday, some people just Thursday, some people all day Thursday, some people Thursday night into Friday. I mean, everybody's got a different plan. But what I want everyone to do now is to begin to develop that plan. So what's that day going to look like for you? And many people have already kind of known what they're going to do or where they're going to go. But now is the time to really get that technical aspect, like point for point, hour for hour, or hours for hours, days for days, depending on how that looks for you or your family or your friends. So that you really know, technically speaking, where you're going to go, what time you're going to eat, what that's going to look like, and whose house are you eating at, or again, are you eating home, more solitary, depending on what this year's going to look like. You need a technical plan. That's the first component. Second, and this is even more important than almost anything else I'm going to say today. Wipe the slate clean from last year or years past. You know, I know that we have a Christmas carol which talks about, you know, Christmas past. But for many years, I've always thought of Thanksgiving past, because when we have memories in our mind of overeating on Thanksgiving, and those memories come back to us as we move up to that day. Oh, I always overeat this day, or I can never only take, you know, one small scoop of the stuffing, or gosh, I can never just eat one plateful, or, you know, I can never not go back for seconds on dessert. Whatever that is, those memories are stored and locked in our mind. And the truth is that they really can be our demise. They can really bring us down. They don't enable us to rise above, because our brain gets locked into the pattern of remembering the old movie. Ever remember watching a movie where there was one really graphic scene or one really disturbing scene, one difficult scene to watch? There are certain movies that I've watched in my lifetime that I can still remember specific scenes that really radically shifted how I felt, to the good or to the bad. Now, the memories that we store about ourselves are just the same. And so if you have any stored memories of how you ate or overate or wanted to eat or didn't eat at Thanksgiving in the past, now is the time. Take an hour, one day, could be before you're going to bed, over the weekend, could be, you know, as you're driving to work. There's nothing to say that you have to close your eyes. Many of us daydream with our eyes open. So take that memory and how it plays out in your mind and redo it. Give yourself the opportunity to play that out in your mind as you would have wanted to. Redo, remake, rewind, and rewrite the change that you want in your mind of how you'd want that meal to have gone. How would you have wanted to eat? Or how would you have wanted to not eat or not overeat? What would that have looked like? So I want you to take the movie that you have and change it. Rewind, rewrite, and change it. Wipe the slate clean. We do not give our brain enough of an importance level. We don't recognize what our mind can do for us. And it's imperative to really understand that if our mind has all these movies it's throwing at us, so to speak, in this new day, but we're seeing everything from the past, and maybe you are going back to the same person's house this year with the same people. Well, that's a predetermined destiny, because the truth about that is when we have that in our mind, we almost can't not do it again. Talked in the past about visualization and how important that is for the psychological component, how we play things out. And so it's imperative that you do this with any old movie you've got in your mind with this meal. What this day and this meal looked like for you in the past, you do not have to redo it again. Rewind, rewrite it. Third, schedule this year's events and plans for food, where, when, and how. So first you get the itinerary, then you wipe the last year's slate clean. Now you're going to schedule this year's events. Now some of you, that's already occurred, right? Where, when, and how are you going to eat? Are you bringing food or people coming to your house? Are you looking up recipes? What do you want to make? And how can you be empowered in your environment? Are you bringing things if you're going out to someone's home? Are people coming over? Are you doing something outside this year? This would be the year, if you actually have a weather pattern in the place that you live, this would absolutely be the year to do turkey outside. I can remember years ago, I visited my sister-in-law. She lives in California. And years ago, we actually did our entire Thanksgiving outside. Everything was outside. We cooked the turkey outside in this big kind of fryer type thing, and then they had huge tables set outside. It was really beautiful. And obviously in California, Southern California, we had a perfect weather pattern to be able to do that. If you have a weather pattern, this might be the year to do things outside. Remember in your planning to not just circle your planning around food, but to also plan things to do after the meal to look forward to. So often we get caught up in just looking forward to the food. Oh, I can't wait to have this. Or gosh, it's the only time of the year I get that. Plan things to do after the meal that you can look forward to, whether it be a hike or a tennis match, or maybe even an online yoga class with friends. If you're, you know, at a friend's house, to just pull out some mats and do an online class. Many places are doing them this year. And or we always have YouTube, right, to join the club there. It could be board games or movie watching. Any of those things that allow you to look forward to the entire process of the day can be really empowering. Then write your play of this day in your mind, where you'll eat, how you'll feel. More importantly, and most importantly, how do you want to feel after the day is over? What is the result you want to achieve on Thanksgiving? Some of the results may have to do with food. Others might have to do with connection or communication or a personal commitment or goal to yourself. Play the movie then in your mind. What will it look like this year? Who will you be with? What will you wear? What will you eat? And what will you do? There are things to absolutely remember on this day of Thanksgiving. One, make sure you schedule an exercise or mindful exercise element in the morning that includes some aspect of thanks and pause. So it doesn't have to be, I know there's a lot of turkey trots and a lot of 5Ks, and if you are a runner and that is your thing, by all means, please do that. I just ask that when you do that, that you're really in the moment. You're taking everything in. And even as you're running, you're giving thanks with every step. So often that can become just another thing that I do on that day. And it doesn't really involve the thanks component. If you're not a runner, I actually don't think Thanksgiving is the day to become one. Because what happens is we become starving then. Starving. Anybody who's run a 5K or 10K who hasn't before and been in training, by 2, 3 in the afternoon, you are ravenous. Your body's not in training for that. And the reality is it can come back to bite you, no pun intended, when you go to sit down and eat that Thanksgiving meal. It could be that you do meditation or a mindful walk or a mindful hike that morning. If you don't have a specific thing that you do that morning, but something that brings you into thanks and gratitude, slows your mind down, and allows your body to get a little release of cortisol and a little increase of serotonin. Number two, do not skip meals on Thanksgiving. Eat regular meal times. Don't skip breakfast. Don't skip lunch. Put those meals and snacks in accordingly around the time of the meal of Thanksgiving. Do not walk into a Thanksgiving meal hungry. It is not worth it for anybody, including you, to do that. That's putting yourself at risk. And it's a very vulnerable position to be in. Number three, be intentional in your selection of what you want to eat at that meal. So when you know what's going to be on the menu or you're there sitting there, be very intentional. I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Pause before you grab the food. Make it intentional. What are you going to eat? How much? Take a normal plate size and put on there exactly what you want. Throughout the rest of the time of that meal, make sure you use the pause. The pause is imperative, especially on Thanksgiving. So pause before you take your food, before you begin eating, and during your eating time. If you pause in thanks and gratitude, it brings in a whole other mindful element to that meal that can assure you will feel radically different than the past. That pause is imperative, especially on Thanksgiving, so use it as much as you need. Make sure you're able to sit in a comfortable chair upright and a place that you're intricately involved in conversation. Gosh, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? And for others to communicate with you and you to communicate with them. Connection is key when it comes to this day. And for some of you who are unable to visit family this year, or may not be able to be in the space or place because of certain sanctions in your area or maybe your own comfortability, I would encourage you to then put a computer at the table with you and Zoom on in. Because we can create, connect, communicate in that fashion too. I know that we have our ideals based on our past. This year might be a little bit different. So use technology to help bolster you, to get yourself in connection and communication with others on this day. If you're a host, please pay attention to the ambiance of the environment. I know so often as a host, we can get caught up in the food, but the smells, sights, sounds, things that we are, you know, engaged in as soon as we walk through that door that don't have anything to do with food are really what create the connection and commitment to oneself and to the day of thanks. Once you're done eating, this is really important. I know everyone continues to sit and connect and communicate, and that's a lot of times where picking can take place. So I'm just going to get a little bit more. I'm just going to pick at this. Once you're done with what you want to eat on your plate, go put your plate up and move away from the table. If you can move on with your plan, where you're going or what you're going to do next, then do that. If not, just remove your food from the table. You can come back and stay in connection and communication until your plan gets to be enacted, depending on what you're doing after that meal. But make sure you have something to do after that meal. At the end of the day, when all is done on the day of thanks, the day of Thanksgiving, give thanks for the day. Remember, as you're going to sleep that night, think about what was great about it. Why was it great? What did you love about what the day gave you? And even if you slipped and overate a little bit, how can you recuperate and recalibrate tomorrow? I found this great shirt, and it is a Dr. Phil quote. Some day is not a day of the week. So it's not to change or recuperate someday. But here's what I know. Today is a day of the week. So it's about today, recalibrating, recuperating. So if you slipped and you've overeaten, time to let it go. Focus on what you're grateful for. Give thanks. Move forward. Moving on. The next day, Friday, plan for a morning, remind, rewind, walk or hike, some kind of movement to help recalibrate your brain chemistry, to lift your spirits, to keep yourself engaged in work or at play, depending on where you have to go that day. The number one day that people can feel a little bit lower than usual can happen the day after Christmas as well. For some people, New Year's Day also. Although many of us on New Year's Day are kind of hopeful and rejoicing in the new year. But the day after a holiday, just like the day after a birthday for some people, can be that downward kind of spiral in that feeling of uplift and then crash. So this is the day you want to have a plan in the morning. You want to recalibrate anything that happened yesterday with your food that you need to move on from or anything else that happened that you didn't enjoy, moving on. Remember that that day of Friday is a day of moving on and moving forward. Day of Thanksgiving is a really special day. If we take it for what we want and we give back in the way of thanks, we give to ourselves, we can give to our loved ones, and most importantly, we can give to others in the way that we want to receive. Connect, communicate, and most importantly, convene on all that you want on this day of Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.